Having survived several attempts to repeal it, the much beleaguered Affordable Care Act may be at risk again. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss new concerns over a recent Texas court ruling. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, this ruling is the result of a legal challenge that a group of Republican attorneys general brought before a Texas federal court over the summer. And essentially, the judge decided that the tax bill that Congress passed last year that eliminated the individual mandate for the ACA voided the entire law. So, first of all, what does that mean? And what has been the reaction from experts in the field?
The Texas federal judge who ruled on this said that because the individual mandate had gone away, the linchpin of the law was gone, and therefore the rest of the law was unconstitutional. When Congress threw out the tax penalty for not having insurance, the plaintiff states, the 20 attorneys general, argued that the rest of the law, the rest of the ACA, could not be severed from the tax penalty. And the tax penalty was the main ingredient of the law.
And the connection to Congress's ability to levy taxes is what helped uphold the ACA's constitutionality in 2012, right?
That's correct. And so now the attorneys general and the judge says, if you don't have that tax penalty, there's no legal underpinning for the Affordable Care Act. And the industry, as well as consumer advocates, basically denounced the ruling, whether it's the hospital industry, physician groups, and also the health insurance industry, all said that the ruling was wrong and misguided and is going in the wrong direction.
What is the prospect for this ruling, do you think?
Well, it will go on appeal to the district court, Fifth District Court. And then after that, likely, it will go to the Supreme Court.
And at this point in 2018, we know that many of the patient protections under the ACA are very popular. So if the ACA is eventually dismantled as a result of this ruling, does that mean that we'd revert back to the health insurance landscape of 2009?
Well, I don't think anybody wants that on either side of the political aisle. One thing that the ACA did very well is guarantee protections for people with pre-existing conditions. And there are other consumer protections as well. And if this law is ultimately struck down, which again, I don't think that's going to happen, it would really revert to chaos because 20 million people get insurance through this law.
So bottom line, what is the number one thing that Georgians should know right now for 2019?
That they'll be covered. If they get coverage through the health insurance exchange, they will remain covered through this year. And if they have pre-existing conditions in an employer plan or another kind of plan, they will be guaranteed coverage and they won't be charged more for those pre-existing conditions. We'll have to watch this court case as it goes along, but people should have the confidence in their health plan covering them for this coming year.
Andy Miller, Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or gppnews.org.